Tom, let's cut to the chase here. We want to get to these phone calls. As far as you're concerned, then, right now, there is no Bigfoot, right?
Nothing I have seen from these people. Can I continue the story?
No, I don't really want to get into the rest of the story because we just don't have time for that. Because, I mean, the difference is you admit you were duped. There is no Bigfoot. There are no pictures. And I just want to move on with some calls and
let me say this then, George. Okay, the thing about it is when we finally got down to Stagecoach, Nevada, to meet with this woman, she wouldn't let us in. We found her husband at his job. We converged on his job, and this poor man didn't know anything that was going on. And the whole thing stemmed from the George Norrie show, Coast to Coast. She was trying to compete with what we were doing.
And you believed her.
Yes, I did believe her.
Why?
Because of it was too much coincidental stuff going on that made sense. Whether she read it in books and just fantasized about this, I have no idea. And in tune being with Peggy, and Peggy knew her 25 years ago, the credibility, some of the stuff was there.
You let somebody interfere with your investigation, and I think lost so much credibility in doing so. I mean, even Lauren Coleman, who doesn't see eye to eye with you, admits that that area that you selected, Happy Camp, California, is an area that has a lot of Bigfoot sightings. So you picked the right spot. You went out there, you set up your video cameras. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I mean, that's what you told them they were going to get, and that's what they got. I think what has now concerned everybody, and where I think your credibility has been just weakened considerably, is the fact that you believed, you said, that you had one in captivity. And whether it came from her or not, people looked at you, Tom, as the voice of finding Bigfoot, and I think they feel let down. And you'll find out, I'm sure, when we just go to these random calls. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wild Card Line, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, George, it's Rob in North Carolina.
Hi, Rob. Go ahead.
It's been a while, but, you know, I've said to you, I'm an optimistic skeptic, and I'll tell you, this one really hurts because you guaranteed us a Bigfoot, and then this big news that you had one in captivity. The thing I'm saying is you're telling me you had some people that you'd never spoken to or never knew were carrying some film, and you're into the Internet and you're in the 21st century. There's a whole lot of ways to get some, you know, credible information. You could have had them fax you a picture. You could have had them anything, scan a picture or the Internet, you know, put it digital. Any regular photo could be made as digital down at Kinko's. For you to be duped like this, it really does. As I said, now I'm an optimistic skeptic, and once again, I think I'm speaking for a lot of us listeners. We're very, very disappointed, and we're back to square one. And I guess my question to you is, where do we go from here? Do you have any other ideas? What's going on in California? Is that still up? And I'll listen to your answer off the air. Thanks.
Where do you go from here, Tom? How do you patch up now this credibility problem?
Well, here's what I'm going to do, George, you know, we haven't vacated our job up in Happy Camp, California. We've been there 24/7. One of your volunteers that I've asked you to put up to give us a hand has been up there. He's been helping along with the crew that we've left there. Okay, he was successful. He found prints on his own. He's going to be leaving in the next 2 days. Rex, which I thank him very much for. We've been having some activity there, and we've been having activity over in Big Bend, and we're going to continue on. Yes, I was hoodwinked. Yes, maybe I was a little premature, but I really believed, okay? I didn't know that so many of your listeners have such incredible imaginations.
Oh, no. Don't turn it around on us and coast-to-coast audiences at all. Don't do that, because
okay, well,
I mean, I will go right at you for that one.
Well, George,
You came on this program. Mm-hmm. You promised that there would be a Bigfoot.
As I was promised.
Well, that's
correct.
Your job was to go out with your internet crew and film and videotape a Bigfoot. It had nothing to do with somebody else capturing one 1,500 miles away from where you were, right?
Mm-hmm.
You charged people God knows how much money to get that internet site. You did not promise them until you went on the air and said you had a Bigfoot. So don't turn it around and say a coast-to-coast listener duped you.
Well, call it what
you
want.
That's unacceptable.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's on the tape. And, you know, whoever's been on there, they're looking at it right now, and they'll hear it firsthand from the husband.
Are you going to refund people for telling people to sign up for the website Friday when you said you had a Bigfoot in captivity?
I'll tell you what, George, I'm sure, okay, if that's how the feeling was, okay, and that's what they understood, if that's what they want, I'll stand by that.
First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, George, this is Jason calling from Mississippi.
Hi, Jason.
I have been wanting to call and talk with you about many things for the last several months and even year, but this is, just to get on tonight with this is I guess takes care of all of that. George, my concern is not for this man that, you know, I'm with you. You know, I've listened to this ever since he said what was going to be going on. This was going to be a crew in Happy Camp, not Stagecoach Nevada, you know, but this was going to be going on and we were going to be, you know, brought firsthand to this. My concern is for you, George, and I just hope that this won't, you've brought the Coast to Coast listeners great programs, great, guests over the years, and I just hope, that this won't have any, you know, bearing or reflection on you. I could care less about, you know, what it does for Tom Viscardi, and I was one that subscribed, whether I ever get my money back or not. You know, right now at this point, I really don't care. My main concern is I hope that this just won't have any bearing, you know, on the coast to coast or especially on you.
Hey, one, thank you. I appreciate that concern. Don't worry about that. Not at all. You know, one of our jobs here at Coast to Coast is to facilitate dialogue between people. Look, the idea to go out and look for Bigfoot and put it on an internet while people are searching, I think is a great idea. I said that to Lauren Coleman yesterday. He claims that Tom took the idea from someone else. I don't care. It's a great idea. Well worthy of people who are interested in the subject to watch that, to stay at home, to look at their computer and see what's going on. My concern has been the fact that you go on a major radio program such as this with millions of listeners and attest that you're going to have film and pictures of a Bigfoot and you have one in captivity. And that's where it all backfired.